3. Significance of the Supreme to Universe Creatures. The cosmic reality, variously designated as the Supreme Being, God the Supreme, and the Almighty Supreme, is the complex and universal synthesis of the emerging phases of all finite realities. The far-flung diversification of eternal energy, divine spirit, and universal mind attains finite culmination in the evolution of the Supreme, who is the sum total of all finite growth, self-realized on deity levels of finite maximum completion. The Supreme is the divine channel through which flows the creative infinity of the triodities that crystallizes into the galactic panorama of space, against which takes place the magnificent personality drama of time, the spirit conquest of energy-matter through the mediation of mind. Said Jesus, "I am the living way," and so he is the living way from the material level of self-consciousness to the spiritual level of God-consciousness. And even as he is this living way of ascension from the self to God, so is the Supreme the living way from finite consciousness to transcendence of consciousness, even to the insight of Epsonity. Your Creator Son can actually be such a living channel from humanity to divinity, since he has personally experienced the fullness of the traversal of this universe path of progression from the true humanity of Joshua ben Joseph, the Son of Man, to the paradise divinity of Michael of Nebadon, the Son of the Infinite God. Similarly, can the Supreme Being function as the universe approach to the transcendence of finite limitations? For he is the actual embodiment and personal epitome of all creature evolution, progression, and spiritualization. Even the grand universe experiences of the descending personalities from paradise are that part of his experience which is complemental to his summation of the ascending experiences of the pilgrims of time. Mortal man is more than figuratively made in the image of God. From a physical standpoint, this statement is hardly true, but with reference to certain universe potentialities, it is an actual fact. In the human race, something of the same drama of evolutionary attainment is being unfolded as takes place on a vastly larger scale in the universe of universes. Man of volitional personality becomes creative in liaison with an adjuster, an impersonal entity, in the presence of the finite potentialities of the Supreme, and the result is the flowering of an immortal soul. In the universes, the creator personalities of time and space function in liaison with the impersonal spirit of the Paradise Trinity, and become thereby creative of a new power potential of deity reality. Mortal man, being a creature, is not exactly like the Supreme Being, who is a deity, but man's evolution does in some ways resemble the growth of the Supreme. Man consciously grows from the material toward the spiritual by the strength, power, and persistency of his own decisions. He also grows as his thought adjuster develops new techniques for reaching down from the spiritual to the morontial soul levels. And once the soul comes into being, it begins to grow in and of itself. This is somewhat like the way in which the Supreme Being expands. His sovereignty grows in and out of the acts and achievements of the Supreme Creator Personalities. That is the evolution of the majesty of his power as the ruler of the grand universe. His deity nature is likewise dependent on the pre-existent unity of the Paradise Trinity. But there is still another aspect to the evolution of God the Supreme. He is not wholly creator-evolved and trinity-derived. He is also self-evolved and self-derived. God the Supreme is himself a volitional, creative participant in his own deity actualization. The human morontial soul is likewise a volitional, co-creative partner in its own immortalization. The Father collaborates with a conjoint actor in manipulating the energies of Paradise and in rendering these responsive to the Supreme. The Father collaborates with the Eternal Son in the production of creator personalities whose acts will sometime culminate in the sovereignty of the Supreme. The Father collaborates with both Son and Spirit in the creation of Trinity personalities to function as rulers of the grand universe until such time as the completed evolution of the Supreme qualifies him to assume that sovereignty. The Father cooperates with his deity and non-deity coordinates in these and many other ways in the furtherance of the evolution of supremacy. but he also functions alone in these matters, and his solitary function is probably best revealed in the ministry of the thought adjusters and their associated entities. Deity is unity, existential in the Trinity, experiential in the Supreme, and in mortals, creature realized in adjuster fusion. The presence of the thought adjusters in mortal man reveals the essential unity of the universe, for man, the lowest possible type of universe personality, contains within himself an actual fragment of the highest and eternal reality, even the original father of all personalities. The Supreme Being evolves by virtue of his liaison with the Paradise Trinity, and in consequence of the divinity successes of the Creator and Administrator children of that Trinity. Man's immortal soul evolves its own eternal destiny by association with the divine presence of the Paradise Father and in accordance with the personality decisions of the human mind. What the Trinity is to God the Supreme, the Adjuster is to evolving man. During the present universe age, the Supreme Being is apparently unable to function directly as a creator, except in those instances where the finite possibilities of action have been exhausted by the creative agencies of time and space. Thus far in universe history, this has transpired but once, when the possibilities of finite action in the matter of universe reflectivity had been exhausted. Then did the Supreme function as the creative culminator of all antecedent creator actions. And we believe he will again function as a culminator in future ages, whenever antecedent creatorship has completed an appropriate cycle of creative activity. The Supreme Being did not create man, but man was literally created out of, his very life was derived from, the potentiality of the Supreme. Nor does he evolve man, yet is the Supreme himself the very essence of evolution. From the finite standpoint, we actually live, move, and have our being within the immanence of the Supreme. The Supreme apparently cannot initiate original causation, but appears to be the catalyzer of all universe growth, and is seemingly destined to provide totality culmination as regards the destiny of all experiential evolutionary beings. The Father originates the concept of a finite cosmos. The Creator's sons factualize this idea in time and space with the consent and cooperation of the creative spirits. The Supreme culminates the total finite and establishes its relationship with the destiny of the Absolute.